I call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect it is 1:30 on Monday, March 14th, 2022. Present today, myself, Co-Chair Merrick. This afternoon, we'll hear introductory hearings on two plans for the Marine Highway System. The first is HB 322, Alaska Marine Highway System Vessel Replacement Fund, and HB 395 funds the Alaska Marine Highway System. First, we have House Bill 322 by the House Transportation Committee, Alaska Marine Highway System Vessel Replacement Fund. This bill is being carried by Carrie Crocker with Speaker Stutz's office. If you could place yourself for in the record and begin your presentation.
Good afternoon, members of the committee, Chair Merrick. Carrie Crocker for the record, staff to Speaker Stutz. House Bill 322 moves the Alaska Marine Highway System Fund and the Vessel Replacement Fund from the state treasury, or from the general fund to the state treasury, therefore making them not subject to the constitutional sweep under Article 9, Section 17D of the Alaska Constitution. Funds subject to the sweep must be both available for appropriation and reside in the general fund. In Alaska Federation of Natives versus the state 2021 case in which the Superior Court determined the power cost, determined the power cost equalization fund not sweepable under the state constitution, the court considered the treasury to be distinct from the general fund, thus by establishing the vessel replacement fund and the marine highway fund in a separate fund in the state treasury rather than in the general fund. We believe it's not subject to the sweep. And why is this important? We think this is important because ongoing state services such as the marine highway system should not suffer the destabilizing effects resulted from the sweep. By moving the funds to the treasury, it'll shield the funds from the sweep and reinforce the state's ability to provide consistent year-to-year service by retaining fair revenues in the fund. Alaska Marine Highway warrants continued predictable state support because it's an essential part of the state transportation system and benefits many of the communities throughout the state. By enabling them to maintain their receipts, they'll be able to manage and operate in a manner which will enhance performance, allow them to account and spend the generated revenue. It'll increase the operational efficiency and provide predictable funding base for the Marine Highway.
Thank you, Mr. Crocker. Let the record reflect at 1:30, we were joined by Representative Thompson online, and at 1:32, we were joined by Representative Laban. Please continue.
I think it's important to note with the recent bill creating the AMHA board and the federal funding, if we allow the Marine Highway to retain its receipts and they're not sweepable, we're kind of at a interesting point in the Marine Highway history where we could potentially have a funding source or a baseline of funding for the next 7 to 10 years.
Great, thank you. Are there questions from the committee? Representative Laban.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And how would the fund be accessed for spending? Maybe you covered that, but just to bring that part of it up again.
Through the chair, Representative Laban, the fund has to be appropriated by the legislature to be able to be spent.
As follow-up to that, Madam Chair, so does the commissioner have direct spending authority from the fund?
Through the chair, Representative LeBron, currently I don't believe they do, but I believe we have, I don't know if Alexi is
yes,
here.
Yes, we have Mr. Painter with us today. Welcome, Mr. Painter, if you could place yourself on the record and help Representative LeBron with this question. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. Through the chair, Representative LeBron, under this bill and currently the commissioner cannot spend the funds without further appropriation. So the legislature would need to appropriate them to DOT for them to be spent.
Follow-up?
So if the money is in the fund, in order for the commissioner to have a little bit of freedom to spend from that fund, we would first have to move some of the money into the commissioner's control or authority, and then would we be expected to put sidebars on how that money could be spent?
Through the chair, Representative Vaughn, the Constitution states that no money may leave the Treasury without an appropriation, so we would have to appropriate it to the Department of Transportation, and we could specify in the appropriation what the purpose is.
And one last follow-up. Thank you, Madam Chair. Would be if we wanted to make sure the money was spent on a purpose as the legislature defines for the Alaska Marine Highway Fund, we would want to specify intent language that although the money is being moved from the Marine Highway Capital Improvement Fund into DOT, could the money be spent for anything the commissioner wants to spend it on, or do we need intent language to make sure that those monies are being spent for something connected to the Marine Highway Fund?
Through the chair, Representative Vaughn, if it were appropriated to the Marine Highway System appropriation, it could only be used for the purpose of the Marine Highway System. So if we appropriated to the commissioner's office, the commissioner could do what they wanted. As long as it was appropriated to the purpose of the Marine Highway by the name of that appropriation, that would limit its use.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Carpenter.
Thank you. And I'm on that same line of thinking, Madam Co-Chair. Is there anything preventing us from making a multi-year appropriation with the funds we currently have on hand?
Through the chair, Representative Carpenter, no. If we did a multi-year appropriation out of the current fund, that would obligate it and avoid any sweep problems from that.
Thank you. And let the record reflect at 1:33 p.m. we were joined by Representative Ortiz, and at 1:34 p.m. by Representative Carpenter. Further questions? Seeing none, it looks like we have Mr. Steiniger here from OMB, and if you would like to come up and talk to the fiscal note. Oh, do we have brief it is. House Finance back on the record, and we will review the fiscal note for HB 322 at our next meeting on this bill. Anything further for Mr. Crockett? Okay, Crocker, sorry. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll take another brief at ease. House Finance back on the record. Next, we're going to hear House Bill 395, Funds Alaska Marine Highway System by the Administration. And we have Mr. Neil Steiniger with us today. If you could place yourself on the record and begin your presentation. Thanks for being here.
It's
Thank you. For the record, Neil Sanger, Director of the Office of Management and Budget. Thank you for inviting me here this afternoon to speak to House Bill 395, the governor's proposal to remove the Alaska Marine Highway System Fund from being subject to the CBR suite provisions of the Alaska Constitution. This bill addresses the applicability of the sweep in two ways for the Alaska Marine Highway System. First, the bill removes the Alaska Marine Highway Fund and the Vessel Replacement Fund from the general fund and specifies that is an account outside and separate from the general fund. This is to address the first test of sweepability, which is whether or not a fund or an account is part of the general fund. Second, this bill allows for the expenditure from the Alaska Marine Highway System Fund without further appropriation in order to ensure that the Alaska Marine Highway System Fund and the Vessel Replacement Fund also meet the second test of sweepability. And that test is whether or not funds are available for appropriation. The reason that we're seeking to meet both of these tests is to ensure that any future determination that there is a reliability and structural stability in both of these funds to ensure that at no point in the future, if one of these tests is seen differently or interpreted differently through either future court action, future attorney general opinion, future interpretation by the legislature, that this fund still meets the other test. This is key because we are setting up these funds in order to ensure that an operating system of the state, the Alaska Marine Highway System, can consistently and reliably operate into the future. The reason that's particularly important for the Alaska Marine Highway System is right now the state has a financial opportunity through a significant federal program to fund the operations of the system, which will allow us to save fare box recoveries earned by the Alaska Marine Highway System and bank them away for future use. If the Alaska Marine Highway System Fund is subject to the CBR sweep, it will be much more difficult to rely upon those fare box recovery receipts in 5 years should that federal program expire. So we're seeking to ensure that there is the utmost in security for that operating plan of the Marine Highway System going forward and how we envision providing stability in that system over the years.
Thank you, Mr. Steiniger. Questions from the committee? Representative Lebon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the deposit of monies generated by the Alaska Marine Highway System would be placed into a designated account, or should I call it a different kind of an account?
Through the chair, Representative Lebon, a fund or account is probably what you should call it. So designated general funds in the state budget, refer to flows of revenue designated by statute into a fund. That's how the Alaska Marine Highway System is currently set up, is we have the flow of the fare box recoveries flows into the fund, which then gets appropriated by the legislature. This bill would restructure and replumb the way that that operates. So rather than revenues automatically flowing into the fund, those revenues would need to be appropriated by the legislature into the fund. This is because in our Constitution we have a dedicated funds clause that states that no state revenue may be dedicated for a specific purpose. And so we can't have that flow be automatic into the fund if we have that second piece where the commissioner may spend without further appropriation. So in order to ensure that this is set up legally, we have to ensure that either the money going into the fund receives a valid legislative appropriation or the money coming out of the fund receives a valid legislative appropriation. Really, what that defines is at what point in the process we consider that money spent for purposes of the state budget. So under this construction, that money would be spent when the legislature appropriates those revenues into the fund.
Representative Lebon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So The money then is placed into a designated account initially, and then the legislature appropriates the money out of the designated account initially into the Marine Highway System Vessel Replacement Fund via appropriation. Then once it's in the fund, how does the money come out of that fund?
Yes, through the chair, Representative Lebon. The construction of this bill in section two lays out how the money would come out of the fund. So the way this is constructed, the legislature appropriates the fare box recovery revenue into the fund, and then the commissioner of the Department of Transportation may expend from that fund without further appropriation, but within certain boundaries and rules. So what we've laid out in section two to ensure that there's still visibility to the public, understanding by the legislature, and the requirement for fiscal constraint in the operations of the Marine Highway System, is that these expenditures are still subject to the program and financial review provisions of the Alaska Budget Act. So the commissioner of the Department of Transportation and the Marine Highway System would have to submit to the Office of Management and Budget what we call the management plan budget, which is how they plan to expend funds for the following fiscal year. They would also have to submit change records to the office during the governor's budget production cycle and have to speak to those change records and that operational plan during the subcommittee and finance committee process with the legislature. So while it is an expenditure without additional appropriation, it still would show up in the budget under the other funds category rather than designated general funds. This is very similar to how a couple other state entities that operate off of large funds operate. So the operational side of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, or even the eligibility determinations for the permanent fund dividend, operate in a very similar way. You have money that was deposited by appropriation into a fund, which those entities can access in order to support their operational costs. And in the budget, you see line items and transactions related to their annual operations and budgets.
One more.
Yes, follow up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the final call on how that money may be spent out of the Marine Highway System Vessel Replacement Fund is in the hands of the Office of Management Budget, or the Commissioner of Transportation, or in partnership with each other to make sure it's spent within reasonable sidebars that are established in law?
Through the Chair, Representative Lebon, yes, in partnership with each other, and really the way this is contemplated in partnership with the legislature. Because those transactions, because the statute as laid out in this bill specifies the operating functions allowed to be used from the fund. So it specifies, operation of Alaska Marine Highway System, contracts and agreements related to the Alaska Marine Highway System, so on and so forth. There's specific boundaries on what we can even propose to use the money for, but then it further states that it has to be in accordance with a plan submitted through that normal budget process. So ultimately, what's laid out in those budget documents and reports are a further restriction on what the money can be used for. So that requires that the Department of Transportation coordinate with OMB and coordinate with the legislature and the finance committees in that operational plan. So there still is room for input from the legislature. It's just at that point is not when it would be considered expended. It was the money from an appropriation standpoint was considered expended when it was deposited into the fund through a fund capitalization.
One comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I get the intent here, and actually I'm supportive of the intent, but if I see a element of risk, if you want to use that term, would be the money is placed into the vessel replacement fund, and then the interpretation of what's applicable use of that money and spend out of that fund is left into the eyes of the beholder, that maybe the sidebars are not respected and making sure that it's appropriately spent. So I don't know what the check and balance of this is to make sure that the intent is met, but that would be my concern. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Representative Ortiz.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. And thank you for bringing this bill before our committee today. And I support the underlying intent of trying to protect these two funds, if I'm not mistaken, from being sweepable. This bill addresses two different funds, correct?
Through the Chair, Representative Ortiz, yes.
Now, as to Section 2 that talks about how these funds will be appropriated, these funds were in existence, have been in existence in the past. Does this bill change the way that those funds were used, potentially change the way that those funds were used in the past?
Through the Chair, Representative Ortiz, the intent is not to change how the funds are used in terms of the operations of the Marine Highway System. This was drafted with the intention of mimicking currently how those funds are used for operation of the Marine Highway System. So there's no intent to expand the use of the Marine Highway System receipts to activities outside of the operations.
And how they've traditionally been spent in the past?
Correct.
Yes.
So then why would we need to have this added language that speaks to, you know, it looks like there's more autonomy or authority given to OMB and or the Commissioner of Department of Transportation. Are those same words in there somewhere else under the previous funds? Are these same parameters product of the previous funds as they were constructed?
Through the Chair, Representative Ortiz, the way the fund's currently constructed, as a designated fund, there's designated uses in statute of those funds to provide, effectively to provide guidance to the legislature in appropriation decisions. This is attempting to mimic those designations, but instead as legal boundaries on what the Commissioner of Transportation can even recommend to use those funds for, or can, you know, use those funds for once he's operating or she is operating the Alaska Marine Highway System. So it actually is slightly more restrictive in the sense that in a designated fund, that designation given to the legislature, you know, is a suggestion in law. In this case, you know, while the legislature always retains that power of appropriation, the legislature could take money out of this fund. Similar to, you know, reducing an existing capital project and reappropriating it elsewhere, the legislature still would retain that power, but the Commissioner of Transportation would not be able to do that. They would be constrained only to these purposes listed here in the bill. So it's actually slightly further constrained than the available uses of the Marine Highway System Fund as they are, you know, in front of the legislature in its current construction.
Representative Ortiz.
Final follow-up. I think it's my final follow-up. So appreciate that answer. Thank you very much. Because those funds, and the history of those funds, of course, date back to an earlier time before, obviously, before the creation of the, is it called MHOP? Is that what it's called, the new board?
Alaska Marine Highway Operating Board.
Anyway.
MHOP? Yes.
Anyway, that board. That new board. Does this bill in any way address the, recognizes the creation of this new board and whether or not they should have any kind of say into this process? Or is the board as it's constructed really doesn't have anything to say about appropriations or about how resources are used in relationship to the Marine Highway System?
Through the Chair, Representative Ortiz, the intention in drafting this bill was to be fairly agnostic to any of those existing operating structures or any of those discussions on the way that the Marine Highway System is operated. The intent here was simply to fix that discrete problem of sweepability, right, and and its long-term impacts. So there's no intention in this bill to, curtail any of the, kind of energy and enthusiasm around the AMHOB board and the things that they're doing as they get started up. The intention here really is to ensure that, those activities and those discussions, come 5 years from now, if the federal funding expires, that there's money in the bank to support the, the changes and the operational impacts that they want to see. So this kind of provides some security to the discussions that they're having now.
Final question.
Final follow-up.
So, again, I support this, the underlying purpose of this particular bill. I fully support it. What prevents you to present, to put forward a bill that just strictly addresses the sweepability of the two funds and doesn't even get into the appropriation process and speaking to this Section 2 area? If the goal is to make it unsweepable, then why doesn't the bill just strictly address that? And maybe there's a good reason. Maybe you have to address these other areas to make them unsweepable. I don't know.
Through the chair, Representative Ortiz, thank you for the question. Maybe that's something that I may not have explained well enough at the beginning. So when we look at the sweep, there are two tests, whether or not a fund is in the general fund and whether or not a fund is available for appropriation. The determination of sweepability on simply having statute that says a fund is outside the general fund, that's a very recent change in our determination of sweepability that came about this last summer out of a Superior Court decision. And one thing to know is Superior Court decisions are not binding. So while we're operating under that construction right now for the purpose of executing on appropriation bills currently active, and we are operating under that Superior Court decision, it being non-binding decision is not necessarily a solid enough foundation for building something, as important as a fund that's really required for the operations of the Alaska Marine Highway System. And so as we're putting together substantive law, we were looking at this to try to make the most durable construction around this fund to ensure that whatever in the future could happen with that Superior Court decision, that the Alaska Marine Highway System still would pass that test of whether or not it was sweepable, that it still would be outside of the bounds of sweepability. And in order to do that, we had to meet the second test, which is whether or not the money in the fund is available for appropriation. And in every previous, prior to that Superior Court case decision, every previous analysis of sweepable funds, if a fund was validly appropriated into a fund by the legislature in the past with the ability to be spent without further appropriation, then those funds would not be deemed sweepable because they could be accessed without further appropriation, similar to money in the dividend fund at the end of a fiscal year that can be used for the operations of the permanent fund dividend division. That money does not sweep. It can be spent without further appropriation. There's statute guiding it. There's several other examples in current construction. Everyone's set up a little bit differently, so they're not all perfectly lined out the same construction and law, but that's what the attempt here is, to meet that available for appropriation test so that if that inside the general fund, inside the treasury test, ultimately changes some point in the future, that the Marine Highway System is still protected.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Laban.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And since we're talking about the reverse sweep and sweepability, so if my understanding is correct, this is my understanding. So if the money flows into a designated account initially, then in your view, it's part of the general fund while it sits in the designated account. Then if the legislature appropriates money out of that designated account into this account, then it's no longer subject to appropriation by the legislature, and therefore, since it's not subject to further appropriation, we've put the money into an account that now the commissioner's office has control over those monies to spend the monies as Section 2 outlines in an appropriate way, and it's no longer in our control. We're transferring the spendability of those monies to the Commissioner of Transportation, Office of Management and Budget, or whatever agency, in order to protect it from being swept back into the CBR. Would that be roughly a true statement?
Through the Chair, Representative Laban, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Carpenter.
Thank you. And a couple questions just to clarify something that Representative Laban questioned and you answered. If the money is appropriated, if DGF or any funds is appropriated into the Alaska Marine Highway System Fund in 1 year, does the legislature have the ability to go back into that fund in a future year and remove that money?
Through the Chair, Representative Carpenter, yes. Similar to a reappropriation of a capital project, so long as it hasn't been expended, you know, it could be reappropriated.
Thank you. And a follow-up,
yes,
please.
Follow-up.
So what is stopping the legislature from appropriating a sum of money into the Alaska Marine Highway System Fund in a given year that would cover the operations of the fund, department, for multiple years into the future?
Through the Chair, Representative Carpenter, under the current construction of the Marine Highway System Fund as it sits now, that would simply increase the balance of the fund, but because the fund currently both sits within the general fund and requires further appropriation to spend out, it would still be subject to the sweep. Should this bill be enacted, then the legislature could certainly deposit a large sum of money into the fund to serve as, you know, an account for the Marine Highway System to operate off of over time.
Okay, I guess maybe just a follow-up statement here is that, you know, if as the legislature we don't agree with constitutional provisions of a sweep or of an annual appropriation requirement, we ought to probably be addressing those constitutionally, changing the Constitution, but to create law with the specific intention to skirt the requirement constitutionally seems to be something that we should not be doing. If we have a requirement to address spending on an annual basis and we put money into an account that is going to fund that department for multiple years, then we are skirting that constitutional requirement to have the conversation about annual budgeting. So I think we're walking a line here that we shouldn't ought to be walking.
Thank you, Representative Carpenter. Representative Laban.
With all due apology, Madam Chair, I could I transfer this logic to the Higher Education Fund? Those monies are placed into a designated account for scholarships, performance scholarships, et cetera. WAMI program is funded through this fund. If those monies were appropriated out of the higher ed fund into a student loan corporation fund with their control, does that remove it from sweepability in the same general theory?
Through the Chair, Representative Laban, if there were a fund established that corporation could spend without further appropriation, then that would become similar to the construction here. Currently, the Higher Education Fund requires further appropriation, so it's effectively just a savings account that then the legislature appropriates from. But if a different fund were established that did not require further appropriation, that the balance of the Higher Education Fund were appropriated into, that would look similar to what we're trying to do here.
Representative Laban.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I guess the difference between the two, if you're protecting the Marine Highway System Vessel Replacement Fund, if you're protecting those dollars, then we should every year appropriate a balance out of that account into this, we'll call it a sub-account, to take it out of the sweepability and have to do that every year as money flows into that account in order to protect those monies from the reverse sweep. Meanwhile, the higher ed fund already has a balance that has built up over a dozen years of existence. We would have to transfer all of that money into a, say, a student loan program in order to protect it. In that general theory of sweepability or not, it all needs to go into that student loan program fund to protect it from a sweep. And maybe you don't want to get in the weeds on this, but that's just an observation. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Through the Chair, Representative Laban, I believe you're describing this accurately, that in this Marine Highway System Fund concept proposed in HB 395, the legislature would be required on an annual basis to appropriate those revenues, the fare box recovery revenues, and any other funds it wished to, into the Marine Highway System Fund to continue capitalizing it. That will still be required. The question of the Higher Education Fund, it's a little bit different because the Marine Highway System Fund, those revenues are revenues generated by the activity of the Marine Highway System. And so having the ability to save revenues generated by their activity to support future activities is an important aspect of it. The scholarships and education grants, as contemplated in the budget we put forward, are funded with some restricted general fund. The balance in that fund wasn't tied to operations of those scholarships. And that's a bit of a distinction in just why this is, set up a little bit differently and being looked at a little bit closer in light of some of these questions around the sweep, is so that we can ensure that this system that relies upon the fund to operate can continue to do so, whereas the scholarships can continue to be supported by unrestricted general fund as we've done so in our budget.
Thank you. Representative Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. So just to follow up on what you just said, wouldn't it be more accurate to say that if the fare box recovery funds, if the legislature intended to have the fare box recovery funds spent by the Alaska Marine Highway System, then an appropriation would have to be made for it to do so? It isn't that the Alaska Marine Highway System would have to conduct operations off of those funds. Because, as you said, we could appropriate any sum from any fund into the account and fund it for multiple years. So you could transfer from the ERA or from a P1V draw a percentage or from some other federal dollars enough money to go into the account that then would allow the department to continue operations for multiple years until that money ran out. Isn't that accurate?
Through the Chair, Representative Carpenter, yes. Thank you for the clarification. The legislature will always retain that ability to re-divert those fare box recoveries. They are state general fund revenue coming into the state. It will be up to the discretion of each legislature what to do with that state revenue, just like any other state revenue. When I'm speaking about this, I guess I'm speaking more about kind of our vision for the Marine Highway System and its ability to collect those revenues, and we would be proposing to deposit those into the funds. But you are correct. Each legislature has that discretion to divert those funds elsewhere should they desire, or to make a larger deposit at the beginning and divert those fare box recoveries elsewhere in the future.
Yes, Representative Carpenter.
I think one last follow-up. They seem to grow as we have the conversation. So wouldn't it also be accurate to say that one legislature could appropriate a sum of money into the Alaska Marine Highway System Fund that would, in effect, eliminate the requirement for the following legislature to appropriate money into that fund to cover the operations of the department? So you could forward fund.
Through the chair, Representative Carpenter, yes. So that would be actually very similar to the way that education was forward funded a number of years ago, is the legislature had the opportunity to place a larger balance in that supported operations for a longer period of time. So with this construction, removing the Alaska Marine Highway System from subjectivity to the sweep, you would be able to utilize that sort of mechanism for, you know, financial planning.
Great. I don't see anything further. If Mr. Steinberg, are you prepared to go over the fiscal notes?
Yes.
Okay, it looks like we have three in our packets.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Brief at ease. House Finance on the record, Mr. Steiniger.
Yes, thank you, Chair Merrick. Fiscal note number one is for OMB component 3064. This is a supplemental fiscal note for $18.5 million. And this would be a supplemental fund capitalization from the general fund to the vessel replacement fund. This amount is the amount that was swept from the vessel replacement fund, so this would reconstitute that swept amount back into the vessel replacement fund under the new construction of the fund, not subject to the sweep.
Any questions on the first fiscal note? I see none. Please continue.
Fiscal note number two for OMB component 3122 is $53.3 million in fiscal year 23, as well as $53.4 million in fiscal year 22. These are fund capitalizations of the farebox recovery estimates from those two fiscal years into the Alaska Marine Highway System Fund.
Any questions regarding fiscal note two? I see none, please continue.
Fiscal note number three, OMB component number 2604, is effectively a fund change for an amount currently included in the fiscal year 23 budget. In the fiscal year 23 budget, we utilized $5 million of the Alaska Marine Highway System Fund to cover costs we believe will be unallowable under the new rural ferry system program that came out of the infrastructure bill. $5 million in costs were estimated to be ineligible. This changes the fund source on that appropriation from the current DGF fund code for the Marine Highway System Fund to what will be a new fund code for the other funds, which represents that duplicated spending out of the Marine Highway System Fund. So this, as I spoke a little bit about earlier, the way that this bill would be structured is that there would be deposits into the fund appropriated in the fund capitalization section, and then in the operating budget for DOT, you would see under other funds the tracking code showing how the administration intends to operate the funds and where those are spent. So this is a fiscal note reflecting that fund change from DGF to other.
Any questions? Seeing none, at this time I'm going to invite Alexi Painter from Legislative Finance Division, and I've asked him to give us the major or significant difference or differences between this bill, House Bill 395, and the bill we just heard, House Bill 322, both having to do with the Alaska Marine Highway System Funds. Mr. Painter?
Thank you. For the record, again, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. So House Bill 322 and House Bill 395 kind of take two different approaches at the same problem, which is the sweepability of the Alaska Marine Highway System Fund. As Mr. Steininger said, there's two tests for sweepability. One is the fund in the general fund? Both of them address that in similar ways. So the House Bill 322 addresses it by moving the Marine Highway System Fund to be outside of the general fund and in the state treasury. House Bill 395 just says it's outside the general fund, doesn't establish it in the treasury. Functionally, it's probably pretty similar. So both of them address that first test the same way. Then there's the second test, and you know the Supreme Court has said you need to be sweepable, a fund needs to fall under both tests. So you know, simply being outside the general fund would be sufficient to keep one of these from being sweepable. The House Bill 322 does not address the available for appropriation test. House Bill 395 does, by making the fund available for the Department of Transportation to spend without further appropriation. And so essentially it does that by switching the fund around from the way it operates now. Today, we appropriate money, or money goes into the Marine Highway System Fund without an appropriation, and then we have to appropriate the money out. This switches that around, where now we would appropriate the money in, and it can be spent without a further appropriation. That essentially gives more flexibility to the department to determine the amounts that are spent each year, versus that being subject to the legislature's appropriation power. So if you're comparing the two, I suppose you could say that House Bill 395 likely is stronger protection against the sweep, you know, by being a fund that can be spent without further appropriation. There'd be kind of no conceivable way that could be found sweepable, whereas just using the outside the general fund test, that's been subject to litigation. On the other hand, it does give up some legislative control by allowing the commissioner to spend without more appropriations, and perhaps, you know, and not specifying the amount. So if the goal is, for example, for the legislature to save up the fare box recovery for the next 5 years, while, you know, the administration says it's not their plan to spend it all in 1 year, there's nothing in this bill that would prevent them from spending it all in 1 year. You'd think, I mean, there'd be some policy reasons not to do that, but, you know, the fund itself doesn't specify that, whereas without making that change, the legislature would still have to appropriate that money for it to be spent. So it does change the amount of legislative control a bit, but also, of course, has a stronger protection against the sweep.
Great, thank you. That was very helpful. Let the record reflect, at 2:17 p.m., we're joined by Representative Edgman. Representative LeBon.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and for Mr. Painter. I guess a form of check and balance would be the annual appropriation that the legislature would need to make to protect the money from being swept and place the money in the vessel capital reserve fund. So if any bad behavior was picked up in that current or prior fiscal year, we would be asked every year to move money out of the designated account to protect it from a future sweep, and that's an annual action. Would that be a true statement?
Representative Bonds, through the chair, yes, that's correct. So the legislature could choose, you know, if they were unhappy with the administration's execution of that fund, they could, you know, not put money into the fund the next year, because you'd retain the power of appropriation to put money into that fund in the first place. That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything further on House Bill 395? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Painter. That was very helpful. And thank you, Mr. Steiniger, for bringing the bill forward today. This concludes our agenda for this afternoon. Our next meeting is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. We will consider House Bill 306, Extend Board of Pharmacy, and hear an introduction of House Bill 308, Dementia Awareness. With that, at 2:19 p.m., we are adjourned. Thank you.